pick up the Star Tribune today? Raise your hand if you picked up the Star Tribune today. Hello? Bet you're sorry you did that. Front page. Take a look if you got it. Didn't want to start out the show this way. Forced to. You got to watch out what you see and hear before a show. It can affect the program, for better or worse. There's a risk. But I'm in a field where you're supposed to pick up the newspaper prior to a show. So I did. There it was, photograph, big photograph, very, very large photograph. In fact, I would argue they have rarely had a larger photograph on the front page. Photograph by Aaron Thompson of the Daily News Journal, distributed via the Associated Press. Every war, I suppose, has its photograph. World War II has the raising of the flag on Iwo Jima. This one's the one for me. This one's the one that's going to stick in my mind years from now. Maybe in Vietnam it was the napalm attack scene with the girl running naked down the beach. Maybe it was the Saigon police chief performing the execution. Maybe it was that famous shot of the white soldier wounded himself, pulling away from those helping him so that he could help a black soldier who was wounded and lying on the ground. That's another famous shot. All wars have their famous shots. This is the photograph for the Iraqi war, as far as I'm concerned. A lot of people hoped the shot was going to be the statue of Saddam coming down with the ropes. I hoped that would be the shot. That's not the shot. This one is. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this name properly. Golzinski? Golzinski. Christian Golzinski, 8 years old, receives the flag that covered the coffin of his daddy, Marine Staff Sergeant Marcus Golzinski. He receives it from Lieutenant Colonel Rick Thompson during a graveside service in Wheeler, Tennessee. Papa Golzinski, 30 years of age, had been a Marine reservist for 12 years, was shot and killed by enemy fire while on patrol in Anbar Province, where he was stationed on his second tour of duty in Iraq. Now, we've all seen images of a smartly dressed Marine handing a flag over to a family member. But take a look, if you have an opportunity, at Christian Golzinski's face. If you can get the Star Tribune today, just look on the front page and just focus on the face of 8-year-old Christian. He's receiving the folded-up flag from the Marine. There is the war, right there. I don't know why that has more of an effect on me than a soldier being wounded or a photograph of chaos in Baghdad. I suppose it's because 8-year-old Christian is innocent in all this. He just he doesn't have anything to do with any of this. He isn't even allowed to vote. He just is born and just hopes that those around him are taking care of him, including his leaders. What stings is we all know that the leaders didn't take care of him. We all know that. for the war, against the war, doesn't matter. We all know that it was botched. So you look at little Christian's face there, and he's trying to be so brave, and he's got the tears, and he doesn't understand all of this, and this whole pitch the Marines delivering, you don't know if Christian understands a word of it. On behalf of a grateful nation, it goes, and the flag is delivered. The guy probably who should have this photograph today is President George W. Bush. Wouldn't be a bad thing to keep on the fridge there at the White House. I couldn't help but think today that, Mr. Bush, you owed that kid a better effort. Take a look at his face, Mr. President. You owed him something more than the half-ass approach to that war that you gave. And what stings is the Pentagon people knew better. Their advice prior to going into Iraq was ignored by an inner circle of guys who didn't actually know military service. So you look at little Christian's face there and you realize his commander-in-chief, his leader, operated recklessly and with a blind eye to what was being passed to him by seasoned military advisors who had the expertise. Read the articles quoting Pentagon officials before the start of the Iraq War. They're still out there. Look up, for instance, James Fallow's pieces in the Atlantic Monthly. To a man, they warned of the critical mistakes the White House looked to be making, and their warnings in virtually every single case proved to be justified. But an inexperienced president listening to a few advisors, inexperienced in warfare, allowed a disaster to unfold. And you just wonder how often they thought of a guy like little Christian. Now today, there's an 8-year-old pictured on our morning paper, holding back his tears, trying to be brave, being handed a folded flag, when what he'd really like is his father back. And the headline reads, "On behalf of a grateful nation." I don't know if that's true today. On behalf of a pissed-off nation, might be true today. How about a nation insulted by the leadership that's allowed this boy to lose his dad? If we were honest with that little guy, we'd say, "Son, we threw your dad in the middle of a civil war on the other side of the globe. We'd love to say he was defending our shores, but he was trying in vain to defend his own life and the lives of his friends around him. As insanity raged, as chaos reigned, the chaos that's the mess created by a president who came in as an inept leader and is going out as something worse. In my mind, something damn near criminal. The blood of your dad, little guy, is on his hands. You were not served by your leaders. Your leaders took from you the man who would teach you to play ball and fish with you and camp with you and tell you every night before you went to bed that he loved you. He was cheated by those who ordered him to war. They fought this one on the cheap, young man, with a deaf ear directed toward more wise and more seasoned voices. And the result, in the simplest, most basic terms, is you don't get a dad in this lifetime. And how many more of you could be photographed today somewhere in America? Little 8-year-old boys trying to hold back tears. Shame on you, Mr. President.